does not make it capable immediately isbare. Immediately isbare means that it can be in isbare against the interest and against the wishes of the body. Of course, if the body wants to cooperate, so then it will be in isbare. So what does it mean in the Misilekala say? It doesn't mean that it has to be witnessed by outside parties any. As long as it's witnessed by someone who can be mivaret, whether the Baldin likes it or not, then it's considered a misilek. And so if it's witnessed on your day, so whether the Baldin likes it or not, it's already in his bar. He already was made it. He cannot change the facts. He cannot negate the facts. He already was made the Bixamiyode. But if it's written Bixam Seifer, no Idrsime, no Idrsire, so how is it Amin Misira Misbareres? How is it Misira Misbareres? If it is in Misire, then it's Misira Misbareres. Because whether the Baldin likes it or not, so the Eidim can be Mivaret, and they have no motive to suppress it. So Mimele is considered a Misira Misbareres. But if they are no in the Misira, no in the Chsime, not Samyode, how is it a Misira Misbareres? Just because if you decide to be Tzadik and admit, come to Bezin and admit, then it will be Misbareres. But Misira Misbareres means a Misira that is capable of being Misbareres against the wishes of the Baldin. If it can only be Misbareya with the wishes of the Baldin, then it's not a Misira Misbareres. So Teisa says, but in this case, where there are Idrsime, so then it's an Al-Sade, because Teisa himself said, as far as Ishtarai is concerned, so if Ishtar has Idrsime and the Mikabu produces it, so an Al-Sade, Bezden and the whole world are reading that it was Nimsa. Can he deny it? Can he deny it? So Mimele, it's considered as if the Doi is there. He doesn't have to come to Bezin and say, I admit. And suppose he comes to Bezin and says, I don't admit I was not Meiser. So what will Bezin tell him? You are a liar. You are Meiser. I'm not certain that you are Meiser. So Mimele, the Doi is present there. Because since through the Idrsime, so it's an Ansade, that the Shtamatone was Nimsa. Miyad Hanesim, Miyad Amkabel. So Mimele, it's capable of being Nisbare. For his Idoye. Like this, you say, it's not capable of being Nisbare. Because it can only be Nisbare if the Baldin, the interested party who has a motive to suppress and to withhold the facts, will admit. So that's not a Misira Misbareres. But here he cannot suppress, and he cannot withhold. What, can he dare say to Bezin, I was never Meiseya? Bezin will tell him, you're a liar, he's not going to say that. He's forced to admit. So since he's forced on the basis of the Anan Sade, since the Al Idrsime, so Anan Sade that he was Nimsa, so we know that he's going to admit. Whether he likes it or not, he's going to admit. So it's considered as if he admitted already. So it's considered as if the Doi had been inherent in the Shtar. Suppose it's Ksav Yodei, then it's good. So here it's also like Ksav Yodei. What difference does it make? Whether it's Ksav Yodei or not Ksav Yodei. And that's something else. We can, it's the same way, and apart from the fact that he cannot deny it, because Bezin will tell him, if you dare deny it, Bezin will tell him, you are lying. An Ansade that you are Meiseya. How do you dare lie to us and say I was not Meiseya? So Mele is considered as if he already been made it, because he cannot do anything else but be made it. Or demonstrate that he is crazy. I mean, that he's a liar and that he's crazy. Because an Ansade that he was Meiseya. So Mele is Muchach to admit. So since he is Muchach to admit, and he cannot deny, so Mele is considered as if there is Idoi. And we can say something else. I mean, not only because of that. Now let's see what Teisa says. Tesis, Shlesha Gitim Psulim. Now let's go over this Tesis. We didn't go over the other Tesis and the Abimon and Tesis, so just go over this Tesis. Shlesha Gitim Psulim. Iker Imeike Beferik Basit. Hach Maslisin Kiramea. Aval Gav Diesel Ramea Koam Shan Madeh Shtol Chachon Gitna Bar Namzea. Eimer Ametam Doch Anetayim De Avlat Kosher. So the question is, the Gemara in the last period applies this mission of Shlesha Gitim Psulim. So Vim this is Avlat Kosher, Alim Ramea, but Ramea has the Chumre of Kolam Shan Madeh Shtol Chachomim. So why in this Gittin Psulim Nid Rabbonon, so the Vlad is not the Mamzer? So Teir says that Chachomim stipulated that here the Vlad is kosher. Oim Rabbe Tam Dehorcha in the time the Vlad kosher. Dikach Oim Adbeya Shul Nifosil Avlad Arach Shlesh. V'yapal Gav Dehav Meya Sova Avi Kosa Av Hayne Vichosam. So here it's Kosa Pirsadiyode Vein Lovedim Dano Yidich Simeh. So how is it developed? How is it developed get Midraise? Mikol Bokin Kosher Havlad Bichsav Yodei Vein Oloveidim Dichid Mishabal Atzmi Kosar Ein Lichoch Simo Gdei Lo Mizu Ein Lichoch Simo Gdei Lo Mizu Ein Lichoch Simo Gdei Lo Mizu Vein Be Yalid Echot Li Mandom Adfir Bas Ksav Yodei Vein Shani Nushab El Mandom Aksav Sefer Vein Vein. So why is it a valid get Midraise? Yeah, after all, it must have two aiding. So, if it only has Ksav Sefer, and wait, so how does it have two aiding? Koshet Nechush, why we say? Because the Sefer's writing is also like a testimony. The Sefer's writing is also like a testimony. Because we can recognize the handwriting of the Sefer. We know the Sefer, his name is so-and-so. And we recognize the handwriting of the Sefer. So that's like a chsime. Even though he doesn't put down Shimon Merum, but if we can recognize the handwriting of the Sefer, we know that the Sefer is Shimon Merum, so the Mele is considered like a Chsime. No, it could not be considered as a Chsime. The Shemo case Sefer Kosvei Islamic, Vizokil Ashpo, Uposo Yisho Vechtim Olof, Eidechot Venkan Shnai. Because the only reason as to why a Chsime has credibility. Because a person is not allowed to affix his signature to something that is not true. Let's say, suppose someone will just, out of fun, so he'll just write a get for Yesi ben Shimon, write a get just out of fun. There is a certain husband and that whose name is Yesi ben Shimon, and there is a certain, and he has a wife whose name is Rochel Bas Ruvein. And then, just out of fun, he'll decide to write a get that Ani Yesel Ben Shimon Migaris Asishtei Rochel Bas Ruvein and so Ariat and Teres Lecholodom and so on, just for fun. And he'll sign his chsime. And then he'll show it to Rochel Bas Ruvein. Yes, look, I'm such a wonderful letz. And then she'll take it. So what avir will be here? He will behave the love of Yiddish Sheker. Because one is not allowed to affix his signature to a certain shtar, to something that purports to be a certain shtar, whether it's Gereshin or Mommy, and then affix his signature, then he's even the love of Yiddish Sheker. So in other words, the reason is why when we see a signatory on a certain shtar, so it has credibility, because if he did not do it genuinely, then he would be able to love of Yiddish Sheker. But in this case, where we don't have two signatories, we have just one signatory, and the other signatory is to consist of the Ksav Sefer, and we recognize the handwriting of the Sefer. That's the handwriting of the Sefer. Ruvein ben Levi. So we know. So how can that have any credibility? Because there is nothing wrong in a sefer to write in order to learn gittin, in order to be trained, in order to have shilwish. There is no iser if he say fair, just write a form for every man in the town and for every woman in the town to write again. There is nothing wrong in that. So Mimele, how can the fact that we recognize the handwriting of the Sefer be considered as a signature? It can only be considered as a signature if the one who affixed the signature, if it had not been true, if it had been a joke, he would be even allowed of any shame. But if there would be nothing wrong for the Sefer to write what he wrote in order to learn how to write Gittin, so there is nothing wrong for a Sefer to write out the form of a get for every man in the town, so that if any husband in the town decides to divorce his wife, so he will not have to work so hard in order to write a get, because he'll already remember how it has to be written. There is nothing wrong, so maybe it cannot be considered as a signature. That's what Teisa says. ואית חושב, אני חושב לשם הקוסם האסלאמי, ויזור כל האשקו, ובו סו אישו והחתימו למדחות. ואית השניים, ויש לימר, שהספרים חיששים למחשב, ונזורים בכך. So what does it mean? So that means that the Sefer is not allowed to do that in order to have Shimush. And he's even with the evil is it Mirsha. If a Sefer, just in order to have Shimush, will write out a get for every man in the town, in order to have Shimush, he's not allowed to do it, unless he makes sure that the moment he finishes writing it, and he has the Shimush, he tears it up into many pieces. But if he doesn't tear it up, it's an Issa Gomor. Not an Issa of Idishekeh, but an Issa of Lifnei Evil Isid Mirshul. That could be the biggest Mirshul in the world. I mean, if a Sefer will do that, he'll write out a get for every person in the town, and then he'll leave it there on the table, and then a woman will come in, she wants to get a divorce from her husband, the husband doesn't want to give her a divorce, then she'll pick it up and then say, yeah, it's already all finished. So the melee, a Sefer is not allowed to do that, unless he tears it up, then he is allowed. So this is what this means. Sha'asifrim cheshishim limichshim. Why are the cheshishim limichshim? Because al pidin they have to be cheshishim limichshim. So Mimele, he's not allowed to do it just for Shimush. So Mimele, it can be considered as a chesim. But only Midraise, but Midrabonon, since not everybody, so Zoe, or even though Alpidin, it's osir to do it, so Mimele Midrabonon, it's not considered a chesim. So, we are regularly Zoe, we can't imagine to the Sefer, okay, right, anyway. Teisves, here is the Kashe, according to the Gemara, in Amgarish, that this Mishneh represents the view of Reb Meir, and Reb Meir holds in Chesim Tarse. So how is Kosav Shavyoni without in Chesim good? So how is it good? So Tisha says, Dichim Shabalatz Mikosav in Chochsim Ogdeilo Mizu. The Ram says, because it was Baldin Kimeirindom. Now, what does it mean it was Baldin Kimeirindom? But Kedushin is Chavachine, the answer is, the Aturishenes, and Tesla says that Gerish is also Chavachine. Meaning Kedushin is Chavachine, very simple, is Mechayel Acherim, he asks on Kol Alme, he asks on Krevin, but why is Gerish Chavachine on the contrary? He makes a Mutal Kol Alme. So what element of Chavachine is there in Gerishin? So, and as far as being Osar on the Krevim, so before the Gerushin, she's also Osar on the Krevim, on the score of the same Issa. But halacha is that even after Gerushin, she's Asur on the Krevim. But what kind of Chavlachin is Gerushin? So Teisa says, Uvi Gerushin also Laki. But the Rashbo, Yivomes, says in one motion, that Gerushin is not Chavlachin, and maybe by Gerushin, so we say, Das Bogin Kimeidon. That's one motion in the Rajbo, in Yivomis. So, and this is also the Sheet of the Ram. But Tesis doesn't say. Now the question is, why does Tesis say the Chim Shabalatz Mikosa? Ein Chochsim Adilavizur. So, you could say that Tesis means, because it Das Bogin Kimeidon. But Tesis couldn't say that. The Rashba says that because the Rashba Shitei is Kedush Nischav Lachile, because the Asas is a Kol HaOmer and the Asas is a craving and Kriveo, and the Asas is herself and his craving and him and her craving. So mainly it's Chav Lachile, but Geirashin is not Chav Lachile. How about Teisves? What Teisves says, Uvigirish Nosavakir. So we have to say that according to that Washington Rajbo, this is not considered Chavlachini. This is not considered Chavlachini. Because Chavlachini doesn't mean that abstractedly it's Chavlachini. It has to be practically Chavlachini. Chavlachini is determined not on an abstract scale. Chavlachine is to be determined on a practical scale, on an actual scale, not on an abstract scale. From an abstract point of view, so you can say that Begeirish needs all sorts of lucky. But from the practical point of view, from the point of view of the practical scale, what kind of Chavlachine is it by Begeirish? That would be all right, and it is from the practical point of view, if an ishishish would be muteres lekeil, and the kruche asuro lekeil, so then geirishin would constitute a detriment to all time, because until the geirishin, she can get married lekeil, but now, as a result of the geirishin, she's asuro lekeil. So mimele, it involves an element of detriment, of chayv lachini. But, and prior to the gerushin, she can't get married to a kohen. She cannot get married to a kohen. She cannot get married to anybody. But, after gerushin, she can get married to everybody except to a kohen. So the gerushin doesn't impose an extra detriment to the kohanim. On the contrary, all that the Gerushin does, it reduces the detriment to a minimum. Because until the Gerushin, she was also the Kol HaOmer, now she's mutares to the whole world, except Kehani. Except Kehani. So mele, and if you consider it from the point of view, on the basis of the practical scale, of an actual scale, it's not Havlachine. Why does Jesus say it is Havlachine? The answer is, on the basis of an abstract scale, so there is an element of detriment. Because until now, she's out also to everybody, including Kehanim, on the basis of the Yisrael of Ishishish. Now she'll be Asur Kehan on the basis of a new Yisrael. Until the Gerushin, she was not Asur Kehan on the score of Goshen. So abstractedly, there is a Chavlachine. But actually, there is no Chavlachine. That's the machlekes between Teisves and the Rashbo Yevomes. Now, those Rishenim who say that Ksav Yodei by Get is good because he does Valdinki Leidome must agree with the Roshin the Rashbo in Yevomes, the Flamed Gimel, that it's not Chavlachine. But Teisves doesn't say, if Teisves had meant, first of all, Teisves couldn't say it because then Teisves will be saying what Teisves says that Dalet. It's not likely that Teisves, that Dalet is chilik on what he said just on Abgim. So that's one thing. And then if Teisves had meant, he does what he came in on it. If Teisves had meant, he does Valdin Kimeirin Dome, so why does Teisves have to use the Russian Dichim Shabal Atzmi Kosav Eimi Choch Simo Gneilo Mizu? Teisves should say, he does Valdin Kimeirin Dome. Why does he say Eimi Choch Simo Gneilo Mizu? So Teisves obviously means something else. He doesn't mean he does Valdin Kimeirin Dome. The Ram means he does Valdin Kimeirin Dome. But Teisves means something else. What does Teisves mean? So apparently, Teisves is explaining, why does Rameya say Eivich Simikas? Eim Siret. What's the longness? Now, according to Rablezer that says Eim Siret Kars, So that means what validates the Shtar into Ishtar Kinyan? The Hagodas Eidim, or the Biro Eidim. The Biro Eidim and the Kinyan. When does the Kinyan take place? At the time when Eidim Chasmi Ishtar? At the time the Kinyan doesn't take place. Nothing takes place, there is no change of status upon the signing of the Ishtar. When does a change of status take place? Whether it's Gerishim or Gdushim or Matone or Mecher or whatever it is. In any Shtar, when is there a change of status? At the time of the Mesirah. When does the Kinyan take place? At the time of the Mesirah. At the time of the Mesirah. Even the Kohen Abaye who says Eidom Pichsum of Zochlei by Schus. So first of all, that's only by Schus. Eidom Pichsum of Zochlei, but only if there is a Mesirah. So then it has retroactive effect. But without Mesirah, there is no change of status. So there is no change of status. So the Kinyan takes effect at the Mesirah. So when Rav Elazar says in Mesirah Karaseh, he says that the Hagodah and the Biro, Ho'edim, and the Kinyan validates the Shtar into Ishtar Kinyan. But when Edim affix their signature to Ishtar, so it's true. Because of the halacha of Eidim Achsum Ashtar Ashkach Nismi Bezdin, so the Eidich Sile are Eidim Biru and everything. They are Eidim Biru and things that will happen 5 years later. Let's say, suppose Eidim Chasmei Get, it has to be sent overseas to Australia. Let's say. I mean, years ago, it sometimes took a year until a get was delivered to a woman in Australia. If it was sent, let's say, from the shtetls, from the towns in Europe, to a woman in Australia. So it took over a year, years ago. So suppose the Eidim sign a get, let's say, in Tovshin Lamedvov, and then the get is delivered to the Isho in Tovshin Lamedes. Once the get is delivered to the Isho in Tovshin Lamedes, then through the Eidich Sile become Eidim Biru and the Nisile. But at the time they affix their signatures, they certainly were not testifying as to Nisile. Did they know at that time that there would be a Mesirah? Every time that Eidim affix their signatures to a get or to any Shtar, do they know whether the Kinyan will take place? Maybe the Baal will change his mind. He'll tear out the get. So what is their Hagodah? Their direct Hagodah. They become ultimately Eidim Biru and everything. But their Hagodah, their direct Hagodah, attaches not to the Kinyan. Their direct Hagodah attaches to what point? What do they testify when they affix their signatures? What do they testify? What? That in all probability, the husband pretty soon will divorce his wife. They can testify to that. So what do they do? What they just do, a mysterious act. Well, I mean, Chassidus Eidim is a Maisa Hagodah. What do they testify? They testify as to the Na'aseh Midas HaMischayim. This is the direct testimony of the Eidich Sile. Nasim Das HaMischayim, in order to be a valid Shtar, it has to be Nasim Das HaMischayim. That's not only Halacha Vayet, but in all Shtores, what is Nasim Das HaMischayim? Let's say Shtar Alvoye. So only the Levi tells the Eidim to sign it. Then it's Shtar. But if the Levi doesn't tell them to sign it, and the Eidim just see Alvoye and they sign it on a piece of paper, it's not Shtar. Then it's Hagodah Bichsav. So it's Pixar. So when is it Ishtar? If it's Nasim Das HaMischayim. If the Mischayim, if the Levi in Ishtar Alvoye, if the Levi directs them to sign. In Ishtar Matone the Nesim, in Ged Baal, in Ishtar Shichur the Odin. So what is the direct Hagodah of the Eidich Sile? Not the Gerashim. Not the Alvoye. The Alvoye, they don't know whether it was Alvoye or a Gerashim. Not the Shichur, not the Kinyan Matone. So the subject matter of the Hagodah is the Nasim Das HaMischayim. So the question is this. Rav Elazar says in Mesirah Karaseh, so he says, what Hagodah validates the Shtar to Ishtar Kinyan, the Hagodah and the Kinyan? That's in Mesirah. Or the possibility of testifying on the Kinyan. Validates the Shtar to Ishtar Kinyan. And Rav Meir says in Mesirah Karaseh, So he says, what Tveled is the shtar into a shtar kinyan is not the hagode or the potential of making the hagode and the kinyan, but the hagode, the actual hagode, the direct hagode and the nasimas inside. Now, and when we have the machlekes between Tesfes and Ramban, as to whether according to Rameya, according to Rabezal, who says in Misir Karsu, whether in Chsime is Karsu, so Ramban says that the Chsime per se is also Karsu, and Rabezal only says, Av in Misir Karsu, and Tesfes says, no, Dafke in Misir is Karsu. So the machlekes is on the same question. According to Tesfes, Rabezal Shite is that only the Hagodah and the Kinyan validates the Shtar, the Shtar Kinyan. But the Hagodah and the Nasim Tassam Ischayev does not validate the Shtar into Ishtar Kinyan. And the Ramban says that the Kol Tavlezer, either Hagodah can validate the Shtar and the Ishtar Kinyan. The Hagodah and the Nasim Ischayev certainly, but even the Hagodah and the Kinyan. So the Mele, since the Kol Tavlezer, either Simi Iskarsi, because the Hagodah and the Nasim Tassam Ischayev validates the shtar. So Mimele, when the Baal writes Bichsav Yodei, so if Besdin sees Alvoy, so they don't have to be Mikavleides, because with the Heishniyek Delemeliye. Now, if Edim signed the get, so that means what are they testifying? That the Baal told them to sign the get. That the Baal is in Asim Dasam Mishraim. And if the Baal himself writes the get, so then the Asim Dasam Mishraim is witnessed by all of us. So then we witness, everybody who looks at the get, sees the Asim Dasam Mishraim. The Asim Dasam Mishraim, if the Baal writes the get, so then it's not just the Hagodim of the Nasim Mishraim. It's a constant Rie of the Nasim Mishraim by everybody. So it is made Dilem Rie. So it's on the basis. So in the Chokhsim Dilem Zu, it means on the basis of Litehei Shmiye Dilem Rie. Of Litehei Shmiye Dilem Rie. So Mimele. Now, so this could be the Pshat in Tesfes. He does Baldin Iskimeyedim Tomei. He does Baldin Iskimeyedim Tomei. So Mimele, if Baldin comes to Bezdin and he's made there, so that's considered like a doy. And if suppose the Baldin wouldn't come to Bezdin and be made there, but two Edim would come to Bezdin and they would say that in their presence, let's say the names of the Edim is Yosef and Binyamin. They are the Edim. And Yosef and Binyamin come to Bezdin and they testify that yesterday, so Reuven said in their presence that he borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, which he did not repay it. And then the Edim would come and testify that in Bezdin. It would also be Idoy's body. Because it doesn't make any difference whether the Idoy is made by the Baldin himself in Bezdin, or the Idoye is made with the Edim, and then the Edim testify in Bezdin that the Baldin made a certain Idoye in their presence. So the Mele, Kosa Pirsav Yode is good, because then it's Vitei the Mele. Because then we have the Nasim Dasam Ischayev in the Shtar. Everybody sees the Nasim Dasam Ischayev, the Shtar, really represents a picture of the Nasim Dasam Ischayev. If the Baal, or let's say the Nase, in case of Shtamaton. Here Tesfes is dealing with the Shtamaton. So if the Nase writes the Shtar, so the Mele is for the Shri Del Maria. So the Shtar itself is a reproduction of the Nasim Dasam Ischayev. If it's written in the Ksav Yodei of the Nase. The Shtar itself is a reproduction of the Nasim Dasam Ischayev. It's better than Edim, but it's like Bezdin Shero Es Al Goy, the Gemara in Ksuvos. So Mimele, and but he does Baldin it manifests itself in two ways. Either when the Baldin himself makes the Idoye, or when two Edim testify in Besdin that the Baldin made the Idoye. So it's also considered Idoye. So in Mele, if you have Idoye Sime, true, Teisa says, Miyu Ish Lachalik. Teisa agrees with both propositions. That when first that Kima Dovo means Idoye Ali Misire, and the bill is not enough. And second, Miller, even according to Ramea, we require in Misire because of the Kimadobo. And also, that according to Rablaza, who says in Misire, so it means only in Misire, not in the Chsime per se. That, so, at first, Teisa says, so Mele, even by Shtamatoni, it wouldn't be good. Then Teisa says, Mi Ishlachad, that by Shtamatoni, it would be good, even though, according to Rablaza, only in Misire, make the shtar into a shtar kinyan. And the yechsime do not, per se, do not make the shtar into a shtar kinyan. But the shtar matone, the yechsime will make the shtar into a shtar kinyan, not per se, not on the basis of the yechsime per se. But since ksav yode is good, why is ksav yode good? Because that's a biru inherent in the shtar. So, and ksav yode is good, by Shtamatone, because of Idoaz Baldin Gimeidim Dome. So Hagode of Baldin is also validates the Shtar. Hagode of the Baldin. Also, as long as it cannot, as it's inherent in the Shtar. So the demones of the Baldin himself also validates the Shtar of the Shtar. Now, and as far as the legal effect of Idoaz Baldin Gimeidim Dome is concerned, so that can be realized in two ways, either by the Baldin himself making the Idoye, or by two Edim testifying in Besdin that the Baldin in their presence made the Idoye. So here, it doesn't make any difference. We have Idoye in either case. Whether it's the Shtamatone is written mixed up your day, so then the Idoye is made by the Baldin himself. And suppose it's written mixed up Sefer. But it's signed by the Chsime. What is it? What do the Chsime testify to? What are the Yagode? As to what? That the Baal told them to sign it. Told them to write the Shtamatone. Signing it means to write the Shtamatone. Without a signature, so it doesn't mean anything. The text of the Shtamatone. But signing it means to write the Shtamatone. So that means he told them to testify on the Nasim Dasa Mishayim. So Mele, so it's considered like a testimony by Edim in Besdin that the Baldin in Doye consists of a testimony by Baldin in Besdin later on. That's nothing. But if the Doye is inherent in the Shtar, then it validates the Shtar and the Shtar Kiyan. So in two situations, we have a doye here at the Mishnah. Either if it's with mixed up your day, so that's analogous to a doye being made in Besdin by the Baldin himself, or there is another case of Idoaz Baldin Gimeidim Dome. When Edim testify that the Baldin made a doye before them, when Edim sign a shtar, so they are in effect testifying in Besdin, because Edim Achsum Lashtar, Nasim Yachud is in Besdin. So they are testifying that the Baldin made the Idoye of Nasim Dasa Mishayim. Nasim Dasa Mishayim. So Mimele it's constant. And this Agode, and the Nasim Dasa Mishayim of the Baldin is inherent in the Shtar. So Mimele, it also becomes a valid Shtar Kinyan on the basis of Idoaz Baldin Kimeidim Dome. But in the case where it's written mixed up Sefer, no Idechsime, no Idemisire, so then the Idoye, if the Baldin himself comes to Besdin, then the Idoye is not inherent in the Shtar, so then it's not a valid Shtar Kinyan.
I was reminded that go over the cases and the hold up. So go over all the cases. I mean, there is really nothing in the cases. I mean, just in the chapter entire of the month. All right. Now, Rav Gimel Amud Aleph, man halt keine die Boyek Sinne nicht mehr, Boyek Sinne nicht mehr. Wie im Thema. In meinem Maskin und der Rabbi Israel in der Rove, neike Maskin ist in Krabläse, wir haben wir von einem Echtab, mischum nicht mehr, und wir von einem Echtab, mischum schon in Mitzuy in Mikaim. So, according to Maskin und Gemor, that Rabbi is Israel in der Rove, so why does the Gemara have difficulties applying the Mishnah? The Gemara could apply the Mishnah according to Rabbi Eliezer, and true Rabbi Eliezer only requires Ksiva Lishmo and not Ksiva Lishmo. But since Rabbi is Israel in der Rove, so before the Nechtam, the Shliach has to say on account of Kiyum, and before the Nechtam because of Lishmo. ודרך הכלים על דיכול ההחסוגיה וגם רבה שדום לכמו רב יודי איילל אם הייתי סלקדאי תוך מעיקור יש דרך רק to say that the whole shakul italian in Gemara and Gemara is forced to apply it alibi the Ravashga, Ravashi is forced to apply it alibi the Rav Yudi, even though we don't pass from Rav Yudi. So it's all because the whole shakul italian in Gemara assumed that Rabbi lesson. It all seems the Maskol of the Gemara, Rabbi is not the Rabbi. So why should Rav Ashi apply the Mishnah not only with the Hilchese? V'yesh leima, the Rabbi af lefi ha-maskone, bo yechsim ha-mishmo. Kip ni yodanu le-mahan. Because the Gemara here, that's Gimel Lomdale, at the bottom, discuss why is Rabbi less literal. So the Gemara says, if the Tam had been like Rove, that it's only because of the Mitzvah Mikayme, so the Shliach should, the Chachom should be Misakin, the Shliach has to say before the Nechta. But why the Chachom Misakin, the Shliach should say before the Nechta? So how does Rove explain it? So Rove says, because so then the question is, so what kind of a proof does Rabbi have that the Tam is because of Lishmo? Maybe the Tam is because of Yitzim Nikaimi, and the reason as to why the Chachomim required him to say before Nechtav is in order to prevent Achluve Mishtore Daome. So the Gemara says that Rabbi holds there is no possibility of Achluve. There is no possibility of achlufa anyway. Why not? Because everybody knows that get is distinguished from other shtores. In what way is get distinguished from other shtores? Because Yodanu is loyman. So there is a machlit between Rashi and Teisus. What it means Yodanu? According to Teisus, Yodanu means if two say Yodanu, but they didn't witness the signing. They just are familiar. They recognize the signatures, but they didn't witness the signing. So then it's not Mehane. So Memele, from the fact that Yudanu is not Mehane, so Rabbi deduces that the Tam is because of Lishmo. Because if the Tam would be because of Kiyum, so Yudanu should be Mehane. So Teisa says before, so how does Rabbi know that Yudanu is not Mehane? Maybe Yudanu is Mehane. So Memele Rabbi could say like Robe. So he would be arguing in a circle. So Teisva said before that the reason, how does Rabbi know that Yodanu is not Mehane, is mitayit from the Mishnah in the second period. Because Dikton Echod Imam von Nechtam, Shnaim Imam von Nechtam Kosher, Mashmul Rabbi Yodanu Mehane, because here the Mishnah uses the Loshi before Neinu Nechtam. So it's only if they testify, only if the two testify, then they witness the signing. But if they just say, we recognize the signatures, it's not enough. So it's a raya. So you see that Yudanu is not Mehane. Now, since Yudanu is not Mehane, so it's a raya that it's because based upon Lishmo, because if it had been based just upon Kiyum, so Yudanu should be Mehane. What will Rove do with that Mishneh? So Rove will say that it's lav dafke before Neinu Nechtam. Even if Shnayim will say, even if Shnayim would say
Even if Schneier would say that that it is that we are familiar with the signatures, it's also. So this is what he says. The Rabbi, so in other words, so the Gemara says that the proof of Rabbi that the Tam is based upon Lishmo. And it's not just an Mitsuikaime consists in the fact because Rabbi has a diuk from the Mishnah and second Peruk, and the Yalan is not Mahane. And if it had been based exclusively upon Kiyum, so then Yodanu should be effective. Some Mele, even if we are Maskone, we have to say that Rabbi holds that the Chassim has to be Lishmo, and that even though that Rabbi is Islay the Rabbi, so that means that before Nechtam is required because of Kiyum. But not only is the Bifonei Nechtam required because of Kiyum, it's required because of Lishmo too. Because if, according to Rabbi's Maskone, so the Bifonei Nechtam would be required exclusively because of Kiyum, so then, Lefi Maskone, Rabbi should say that Yudanu is Mehane. And Rabbi has a view from the Mishneh that Yudanu is not Mehane. Some will have to say, Vishnu, but the Rabbi of Maskone, but you're saying Lishmo. Kim the Yudanu is Mehane. Di Mehane, Lefi Maskone, teach your Rabbi my time in Lomakrobe. Because if it is Mehane, Yudanu, so he's not Medaik from the Mishneh second period. If he's not Medaik from the Mishneh second period, and he holds that Yudanu is Mehane, so then the question is, how does Rabbi know that before the Nechtav is based upon Lishmo? Maybe the whole thing is because of Mitzuyin Rikani. Bilek, Alimimah, Hodul Mehane Yudanu. Hayu Mishumach Lipe. No, maybe Rabbi requires Nechtav only because of Kiyum. And he doesn't require a before a Nechtam for two reasons, because of Kiyum and because of Lishmo. But then you ask, but Rabbi is dying from the Mishneh second period that Yodanu is not Mehane. So alright, so maybe according to Rabbi, so the reason is why the Mishneh says that Yodanu is not effective, even though the whole purpose for the Nechtam is because of Kiyum, not because of Lishmo, but the Yodanu is not effective in order to prevent Achlufe. So he says no, he couldn't say that the Pshat in the Mishneh second Perik that Yodanu is not effective is because is in order to prevent Achlufe. Because since Rabbi requires before a Nechtav an account of Lishmo, so the since he has to say before a Nechtav, so the Mele, there couldn't be a Chluf anyway. So it's not necessary that the Chachom should be Misakim, that Yodanu should not be effective because of a Chluf. Because according to Rabbi, that he required before a Nechtav an account of Lishmo, so there couldn't be any Chluf anyway. All right. So what does Teisa say here? What Teisa says here is, I mean, it's only given the Shakul Vitaye of the Gemara. It's this is a Marsho and Baram Shif thesis. But it's a little confusing, but you have to know, I mean, what Teisa says. Now, so what Teisa says here is that Rabbi holds, even according to Maskone of the Gemara, even according to the Maskone of the Gemara, so Rabbi admits, even according to Maskone of the Gemara, Rabbi admits that Yodanu is Leman. Yodanu is Leman. And what's this is Raye? Because if according to Maskone of the Gemara, that Rabbi is Leman, Yodanu is Mehane, so then the question arises, we rabbi my time of Omakarove. So the Gemara says, because Hoch Midome, Hosom Yadin and Hoch Bifonai. Hoch Yadin and Hoch Bifonai. So and Rove says on that, Otto Hocheki Amin Yadinon Milim Hemne. So Rabbi says that Yadinon Rabbi says that Yadinon that Yadinon is Loi Mehane. That Yadinon is Loi Mehane, so that's a raya. So that's a raya. So Mele Rabbi couldn't say like Ron. This is Tesis Shite, but the Ramban Shite is to the contrary. The Ramban Shite is that according to the Maskone of the Gemara, so Rabbi can hold that Yodanu is Mehan. Now, the Ramban says, the Ramban says that even according to Maskona of the Gemara, so Rabbi can agree with Rove that we are Cheshish, our Agezi, a deal me was a lachluf and became Shtore down. Of course, Yodanu couldn't be effective according to Rabbi, because since according to Rabbi, so it's based upon the Tam of the Shmo, so Memele, even if two say Yodanu, so that's a raya that it's not Mizuyev, but it's no raya that the Chsime was written with signed the Shmo. But even according to Maskone of the Gemara, Teisve says here, Teisa Shite is that even according to Maskona of Gemara, that Rabbi is his leader of. So still, Rabbi is not Gezia. Mishumosa Lachluve became Shtores Daome, only Rabbi says Osa Lachluve became Shtores Daome. But Rabbi says no, Midome, Hosom Yadina Noche Bifonai, Hosom Mishaloimem Noche Ishemne. So Mimele, there couldn't be, and according to Rabbi, there couldn't be Exera Dilmos Lachluve became Shtores Daome. So the Ramban says no. In the Havamin of the Gemore, that Rabbi is Leslie Drove. So then the question arose, why did Rabbi prefer the Tam of Lishmo as against the Tam of Kim? May you get it? So Rabbi had to have a Diuk. So he had to have a Raya. So Memele, so the Gemore had to say, Rabbi said that my time of Makrove, the Omalochim came nicely before the Nechtam, Visuloi, before the Nechtam Lomali, Shmamun bin Alishmo. And then Rabbi says, Bidin the Lace Nochel, Mkinos Lachdu became Shtore down. So, how does Rabbi know that the Tam is because of Lishmo? Maybe the Tam is because of Kiyum, and the reason is why he has to say before the Nechtam is to prevent Achlufe. So the Gemara was forced to say that according to Rabbi is not easier for Achlufe. Mashenkin according to Maskona of the Gemara. That Rabbi is his leader of it, so then there is no difficulty with Rabbi. Why Rabbi my time on the Makrove? Rabbi is very simple. Rabbi on the contrary is Cheshish for all the Choshes in the world. According to the Havamin of the Gemara, that that Rabbi Leslie Grobe, so Rabbi bases the Takone of Fone de Achtab only upon Lishmo, and upon the Choshe of Shalom Lishmo, and Rove bases it only upon the Choshe of Ziu. So Mimele, the question arose, why was Rabbi so convinced that the Fone de Achtab is based upon the Choshe of Shalom Lishmo? How does he know that it's not based upon the Choshe of Ziyuv? So the Gemara had to say, because the Trabbis proof consisted in the fact that the Shliach also has to say before the Echta. If it had been based upon the Choshe of Ziyuv, so then he wouldn't have to say before the Echta. So Rov had to say no. He has to say before the Echta in order to preclude the possibility of achlufe became shtoras daome. So mele. So again, the question arose: How does Rabbi know that the Talm is not based upon kiyum? So then the Gemara was forced to say that Rabbi is not cheshish for the xere of dilmosel achlufe became shtoras daome. Mashenkin, according to the maskona of the Gemara, that Rabbi is lidrove. So then the Gemara cannot even ask. Rabbi my time lo makirove, because Rabbi is chishish for all the choshes possible. So in other words, according to Rabbi, so mitzvah svore. If the chachomim were mizakin before enechtam for enechtam, so they wanted to determine that there is no psul in the get, whether the psul is because of ziuf or the psul is because of shalom lishmo. So memele, according to maskonah the Gemara, the Ramban says that Rabbi also is Geizeya, is also Cheshish, Mishimachluf and Mishtorazam. All right, this is the Ramban. Now let's see the next thesis. Ditnan in case of Yehubert, Hach Sugyeu Visonuch, Name de Meike Rabashe Maslisin Kirab Yude, Asik Mishlokish, the Philly Bays, the Meike Maslisin Kirab Meya, the Hosmishon, the Mashmach Simamish. In other words, the Gemara applies the Mishnah of Ingesim Yechuber al Libet Rav Meir. But on that point, there is a machlekes amroim. The machlekes amroim between Rish Lakish on one hand and Rabbi Yechon Shmuel on the other. So in the second parak, so Rish Lakish says that this Mishnah of Ingesim Yechuber records with Rav Meir. Now, so according to Rav Meir, Ksive does not have to be lishmo only chesime. So the meile called lishmo. He says that when the Mishnah says chosmei means chesime mamish. But Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel, they apply the Mishnah according to Rabbi Elazar, and according to them, when the Mishnah says chosmei, it doesn't mean chesime, but chosmei means complete. Teiroch zumanito. In other words, in the completed state, the completed form. So Avraham Rabbi Yechon Shmuel make us maslisin ki Rabbi Elazar. So in case we mechuba lekarke, what does it mean in case mechuba lekarke lechatrile only? But the evidence is not possible. Even the tefes, even the unimportant material of the get. Other than Hariat Teres Cholodom Shimabal Shimo Yisho and the Bokim and Esman. So the other material is not important. So mit Raisi doesn't have to be lishmo, but mit Rabbanu lechatrile. I mean, mid raise it doesn't have to be bitolish, but mid rabbanon lechatchile it has to be written bitolish. The tefes, the unimportant part of the get. So in case in chubal ikarke the tefes, course milam chubal ikarke, but suppose you wrote the tefes, and chuber, and then tolshe, and he completed the teref he wrote, and tolush. So chosme means completed, not only kosher. So memele. So according to Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel, so we have no raya that Rabbi Meir doesn't require any ksivolishmo. Alba Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel because maslis kol bezal vchosme atirim koy. Tell him a simik with the simanito. The simik anzok vlishmuel. Oh, so then the question is: according to Shmuel Rabbi Yechon, how do we know that Rabbi Meir doesn't require ksivolishmo? ורבי יחן הנאמי יש לי חייר דרב מייר לבוי הקסיב לשמו כי נמוסיק בסומוך מרב נחמן דו אמר אם רבי מייר אף מוצבש wie thema wegen wo gaan nog en dan boy ik zie lishmo die om lekh atkhil le boy ik zie lishmo ke die boy lekh atkhil bitosh so what's the raya that from this mishne or from rab nachmes memory from this mishne what's the raya from this mishne that even lechatchila it's not required ksiva lishmo maybe lechatchila Rav Meir requires ksiva lishmo just as he requires lechatchila bitosh because the Oshna Gmore is here Rav Meir sime boy ksiva loy boy that means even lechatchila not but he mentions the mishne in connection with mechuber and in connection with mechuber So the Mishnah says in so many words that lechatchila you're not allowed to write the ksive b'mechuber. V'yesh le'imar da'afilu lechatchila bo yiksiv lishmo lo'y misup me'masnis n'kavosei kivim didi evet kosher lo'hoyo misak n'lima b'fone ne'achta. So Teisve says that the raya is that in other words the Mishnah couldn't come out like Rav Meir our Mishnah because in order that the Mishnah should come out like Rav Meir so the fact that lechatchila it the ksiva has to be written lishmo is not enough but it has to be possible the Eved also because if the Eved is kosher even though lechatchila it's required to be lishmo so then the Chachomim wouldn't be misakin it akonim for an echta because of lechatchila V'hei ditnambe gespel beis dilo oma b'fonei neachta v'ipos V'itei meleri d'hoche mashma d'o l'misuk memas nissen k'rad meyer l'misuk memas nissen and then another teretz that from the second from the Mishnah in the second perik it in this Mishnah second perik it's mentioned that even the Eved it's possible V'itei meleri די הוכע מאשמעד ווי מיסוק ממאס ניסטן קער מייער מיש דער מייער ווי בויק זיי ווי שמו און די קאמען טאני בהדי יא מי ביגט דאס יאם נוס נו גומ פון נאכט פון נאכט דעם יייט וואב וואט מאם זא די מיר מייער סו די קוואשן איז אקורדינג סו וויל גאבן יך די בויק פון נאכט גלאס לאחלוף נא אקורדינג טו רב מייער דאט סיב דוס נאט האב טו בי לישמו סו וואי דוס רב מייער הימסלף זיי that if the Shliyah didn't say before in the Echtav, if the Shliyah didn't say before in the Echtav, so then, it is the Yetziv Avad Mamzer, but according to Rav Meir, the only thing that should be required is before in the Echtav, not before in the Echtav. And there the price says, HaMei V'Getun Nezayam Nostu Lom before in the Echtav, before in the Echtav, Yetziv Avad Mamzer, so he mentions both, before in the Echtav and before in the Echtav. Thus implying, that even if the Shliach said before I nechtam, but he didn't say before I nechtam, it's also Yetziv Avad Mamzer. But according to Rav Meir, so why is it necessary to say before I nechtam altogether? Ksiva does not have to be lishmo. Uro v'niche. So according to Rav, there is no kasha. Because according to Rav, even Alivet Rabbonon, is of Rav Meir, it shouldn't be necessary to say before the Nechtav. But why would the Chachomim misakim before the Nechtav to preclude Achlufi Bishosh Torez Da'alme? That's only Alim and Rove. But the Rabbe holds that we are not Gezer Mishim Achlufi. And Rove Nichad Boi before the Nechtav Achlufi. So maybe we can understand that's why Rav Meir says, that Avad Mamzer, even if he said before the Nechtav, but he didn't say before the Nechtav. And then Teisves wants to be Mephoresh something else. Now, we hold over Rav Nachman Bisomuch, the Rav Meir Motzi Ba'ashpo Kosher, so that means that even if it's Motzi Ba'ashpo, so certainly it wasn't witnessed by anyone. So how does Rav Nachman say that according to Rav Meir it's Kosher? The answer is, when Rav Nachman says Motzi Ba'ashpo Kosher, he doesn't have reference to it, the case of a get that is delivered to a shliach. But he has reference to a case of a get that is handed over directly by the Baal to the Isha. So then there is no takone of Bifonai Nechta, Mishmach Lufe, but in the Chaname, if it is, If it is a get that is delivered to a shliach, so then what's ba'ashpo wouldn't be kosher. Because if it's what's ba'ashpo, so the shliach couldn't witness the writing of it. ועוד אמר אנחנו סומר אמיר מוצבא אשפי כושר אני משם בעל עצמי סלוי בארץ ישראל אבל שלא יגד מסיים צור שאירה שליח צפסגת שיכולים לפנח ולא יצלח לוף so mainly according to Rav there is no kash because even though Rav Meir doesn't require ksiv lishmo altogether not even mit Rabbonon little Rabbonon but If the Shliach didn't say before an Echtav, so then he doesn't conform to Akoles Chachomim, because the Chachomim required that he should say before an Echtav in order to preclude Achlife. But according to Rabbi, Rabbi is not Gezer for the Choshe of Achlife. He's not Cheshish for Achlife, Mishtor Olam. So he said, Avul Rabbi, Koshe, the less late time in the Achlife, Achlife Amaskone, the Rabbi is Lidrove, Kidperash. So even according to Maskone, that Rabbi is Isli Rove, so Rabbi still is not Cheshish, for Achlufe. I mean, that's Stacy Sheet. As Stacy said before, on the Omid Aleph. But the Ramban, according to the Ramban, it's no cash. Because it's regard to this, that the Ramban, regard to some other cash, that the Ramban says, that according to Maskon of the Gemara, that Rabbi is Isli Rove, then Rabbi can be Cheshish V'Achlufe too. The Gemara says that Rabbi is not Cheshish V'Achlufe only as long as the Gemara assumed that Rabbi is less like the Rabbi. So then the question arose, why was Rabbi so convinced that the Talmud before the Nechtav is based exclusively upon Lishmo? Why couldn't it be based upon Kiyum? After all, the Choshe of Ziyuf is just as good a choshe as the choshe of Shalom Lishmo. So then the Gemara to say that Rav had a proof that we are not that it's not based just upon Kiyum. Because if it had been based just upon Kiyum, so then the Shliach wouldn't have to say before the Nechtav. So then the question arose, so why do according to Rove, why does the Shliach say before the Nechtav? So the Gemara said according to Rove, we are Cheshish for Achlufe. So then we have to say that Rabbi is not Cheshish V'Achlufe. Masha'in get according to Maskon of the Gemara, that Rabbi is Isli D'Rove. Then there is no kashi against Rabbi. Rabbi might time in Isli D'Rove. Because Rabbi is Cheshish for both Shoshes. So Memele, that's why he says he doesn't need any diyuki, he doesn't need any rights. Oh, so Memele, the Ramban says as follows. In regard to this same kashi, how does Rav Meir say Yitziv Avad Mamzer? And the Mashmoyes Haloshin is Loyoma before an Echtav. Before an Echtav. Even if he said before an Echtav, but if he didn't say before an Echtav, so Yitziv Avad Mamzer. But according to Rabbi, so then. For an Echtav shouldn't be necessary altogether. So the Ramban says, according to the Maskone of the Gemara, so it's no Kashi altogether. Because according to Maskone of the Gemara, so Rabbi does not need any choches, any proofs to reject Rabbis. Because Rabbi is easily the Rabbi and he's Cheshish from Shalom Lishmo also. So Memele, Rabbi, according to Maskone of the Gemara, Rabbi can also be Cheshish for Achlufe. So for the same reason, that this vice is not difficult according to Rove. Because even though Lishmo is not required in the Ksive, but the Shliach has to say for the Nechtav in order to preclude the possibility of Achlifu Bishor Shores the Alme, so according to Rabbi too. Rabbi, since Rabbi is Isle de Rove, so Rabbi is also Cheshish for Achlifu Bishor the Alme. So there is no Kasha Libel Maskone. But how about the Havamine? So the Ramban says, according to the Havamine of the Gemara, so when the price says, Nosnim Lomelo before the Nechtav, before the Nechtav, so the expression of before the Nechtav is Lavdavke, it's Agav Zgrira Dilishene. And Inochname, according to the Havamine of the Gemara, that Rabbi is Lesli Dorove, so then Rabbi is not Cheshish for Achlufe became Shtor as the Alme, so Rav Meir, the only important thing, so Rav Meir, So according to the media, so the only important thing is only before an echtam. So in the name, what the price means, loyoma before an echtam, but not before an echtam. For an echtam, you don't have to say. But I'll leave the maskona of the Gemara, so then the before an echtam is dark. Because I'll leave the maskona of the Gemara, so Rabbi is cheshish for a chufi mishtoradam. Alright. Now, this stays with you already learned. Shlishi Yipsu. We learned. Kosav v'chsav yodei v'eino l'veino. Time of the apostle, mishum sheyichta, mishum sheyuchal lichtif hazman k'mi sheyirtze. V'have kein v'zman. Now, the question is, why is kosav v'chsav yodei v'eino l'veino? Why is it, posel m'rabba? In this is, so, havlat koshi. But, mit Rabbonon it's possible in the event. Why is it possible? After all, Ksav Yodei, for the same reason that it's kosher midraise, why is it kosher midraise? So, some Rishonim say, because Gerushin is not Havla Achile, so Memele Da'alochei,